unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Set off, lay his hands on you. You know that you are in good hands. Trying to get a witness today. Let my brothers and my sisters
remind you, first of all, that Jeremiah is the second major prophet. There are four major prophets. You know them, my brothers and sisters, that Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. But we find here that Jeremiah is the 24th book out of the 66 books of the Bible. There are 52 chapters in the book of Jeremiah. There are 1,364 verses in the book of Jeremiah. There are 42,659 words that God only gave to this weeping prophet, Jeremiah. Brothers and sisters, Jeremiah is now proclaiming God's word in the land of the Palestinians between the year of 685 and 616 BC, some approximately 69 years, where our God is dealing with the prophet. It's a good thing. It's a good thing when God can deal with you. It's a good thing when you are willing to listen to the voice of the Lord. Well, I'm simply saying today, God is speaking every day. But the question is, are we listening to God? Well, we're living in a day and a time where we would rather listen to everybody else but God. And God has everything we all need. And so why should we be wasting time worrying about everything else when God is in control of our lives? Can I get a witness to that? Jeremiah is now standing in the dark days in the kingdom of Judah. He's there during the 13th year of Joseph, which was one of the last good kings that was standing until beyond captivity. My brothers and sisters, here this second major prophet, Jeremiah, was prophesying. Who was he prophesying to? He was prophesying to the backsliders. He was prophesying unto those that had been in bondage. He was declaring the restoration of the Jews. God got a way. It does not matter where you're at in your life, God is ready to restore you right now. Yeah. But you got to be ready. You got to be ready. We find here, my brothers and sisters, that Jeremiah was the son of Hilkiah. And Hilkiah was a priest down in Anthony in the land of Benjamin. I'm reminded when the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. Then he said unto Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, he said, I knew thee. Before thou comest forth out of thy mother's womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee. And I made you a prophet unto the nation. Jeremiah, I began to have conversation with the Lord. It's okay sometimes to have conversation with the Lord, but you got to be careful what you're conversating about. Jeremiah began to talk about the fact that I'm too young. Jeremiah said, oh my God. He said, oh Lord God, behold, I cannot even speak. The reason why I can't speak, for I'm a child. Can I tell you God can use whom he please, when he please, how he please? You just got to want to be you. I tell God speaking all the time, if you want to be used by God, you got to get in God's way. He'll use you. Yes, he will. Brothers and brothers, sisters. But I love that even though we have conversation with God, and Jeremiah did, but God had conversation back with Jeremiah.
Yeah.
The Lord said unto Jeremiah, Jeremiah, I know that you're a child. It does not matter about being a child, but I want you to go to all that I shall send thee, and to whatsoever I command thee, that shall thou speak. God is a good God. He's good all the time. Jeremiah said, I don't know. I'm afraid to go.
Yeah.
I heard the master say, be not afraid of their faces. For I'm with thee, Jeremiah. I'm with your cry to deliver thee, said the Lord of hosts. God will deliver you. The joy of the journey is being humble.
Amen.
That's the joy of the journey. I know we face great mountains in our lives, but we got to be humble in order to climb the mountain. We can get further by staying on bending knees than we can trying to be on the mountaintop. Can I get a witness to that? Jeremiah, the Lord said, unto Jeremiah, I'll put my hands upon thee. In other words, I'll touch your mouth myself. In other words, the Lord said unto him, behold, I put my words in thy mouth. And whenever God put his hands on you, you better know you're in good hands. Jeremiah, you see, I have set this straight. I've set you over nations. I've set you over kingdoms. The reason why, because I want you to go in there and root out. I want you to pull down. I want you to destroy. And I want you to throw down. I want you then to build it back up. God is a great provider. He'll provide you. You just got to know that he's able to do it. Word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah again saying, Jeremiah, what did thou see? Jeremiah now began to see not with the physical eye. Stop by to tell you, stop looking in the physical realm. You got to start looking in the spiritual realm. You can see a whole lot further in the spiritual realm than you can ever see with a double pair of glasses. Can you get a witness to that? God is able. Yes, he is today. Jeremiah, what do you see, Jeremiah? Jeremiah says unto the Lord, I see a rod of an almond tree. The Lord said unto Jeremiah, thou hast seen well, for I have hastened my word so that you are able to perform it. The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time. Said unto Jeremiah, what seest thou? Jeremiah said, I see a seeding pot. And the face thereof is turned towards the north. But God already knew what's about to happen. Can I get witness? The Lord said unto Jeremiah, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon the inhabitants of the land. In other words, what God wants us to understand is he already knew what's about to happen before we even get there. You gotta go. When you realize that, God is in total control.
Yes, he is.
Can I ask a question? The question would be, why do we always want to put God second when God is the creator?
That's good.
And so God says, this is what God says. I will have no other God before me. Simply mean he's a God above all God. That's not matter who you want to be. You got to listen to the voice of God. So the Lord began to have another conversation with him. The Lord said unto him, I will utter my judgment against thee, touching all the wickedness who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, worship the works of their hand. I'm going to destroy them. What he said, stop worshiping all gods. Watch what happens. And let's keep it real. We will worship our gods. And where do I start? It starts in our home. Then we bring it to the church.
Help us.
When Mother worshiping the wrong God. Brothers and sisters, Jeremiah, this is what I need you to do right now. I need you, since I told you you're not a child, I told you what I need you to do. I want you to gird up your loins. I want you to rise up. I want you to speak unto all of them. And I want you to give them a command that I gave to you. He said, be not dismayed of their face. It does not matter how they're throwing up it. It does not matter how they cut their eyes. I made you this day, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I made you a defense system. I made you an iron pillar. I made you a brazen wall against the whole land, against all the kings of Judah. I made you a defense city against all the princes thereof, and against all the priests thereof, and against all the people of the land. Listen, this is what God will do. When God bless you, I was honored today at these officials humble themselves to a young man. That was beautiful today. God bless you. They're willing to support him. Can I tell you, brother Green, you got God in this place? Because God, we want God to move when we want him to move. We call on him and call on him and call on him and call on him. And then he shows up and then we still won't call on him. And Daddy said, my presence is in the house. I'm ready to do, help us, Holy Ghost. I'm ready to do what your prayers have came before the throne.
All right.
Why? Because God is a prayer answering God. He answers. He answers not when you want him to. Because we want to honor God. Father, I need a blessing. I need a blessing right now. Oh, you're the blessed Brother John on the other side. Bless us and sue over there. I need my blessing right now. And God leave you right where you are. On your blessing. Why? Because all God is saying is that we can't honor him around. That's all he's saying. Watch this. It's like a son or a daughter come to their parent. We can't come to our parent any kind of way.